This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. For years, armadillos were, in the United States, a species of the South. But more recently, they've been migrating north. And their presence was first documented in Illinois in the 1990s, but reported sightings have, until recently, been sporadic. That changed in February of this year when the Illinois Department of Natural Resources put out a public request for armadillo sightings. In 24 hours, they received more than 400 reports from throughout the state. Joining us today to discuss the reasons for and effects of Illinois' increased armadillo presence is Anant Deshwal, a conservation biologist and assistant professor at Bradley University. His research focuses on the Illinois armadillo. Anant, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the 21st Show.
And thank you so much.
Also with us is Robert Hirschfeld of the Prairie Rivers Network, a Champaign-based nonprofit focused on renewing ecological health amid a changing climate. Robert, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, because we tape this conversation ahead of time in order to make our schedules meet, we're not taking calls for this, but you can always let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. All right, Anant, I'm going to begin with you. I understand, like I mentioned, your research is focused on the Illinois armadillo. What is the scope of what you're studying? What are you seeing out there?
So I've joined Bradley University last August. I'm right now in the phase of setting up my fieldwork to start the research on armadillos. But what I'm initially seeing is that My area of study is the central Illinois, and I want to see how many armadillos are already over here and what paths are they taking in coming over here. In fact, yesterday morning only, I didn't see an armadillo, but I saw telltale signs of an armadillo presence of it digging up a prairie habitat right next to an agriculture field. And the digging with the digs done by armadillo, they were greater than 6 inches in hole size, and there were about 4 or 5 of them, which is very which tells you it's an armadillo. Then today I saw a roadkill of an armadillo on my way to Champaign this morning.
Wow! Yeah, what's one of the nicknames? Texas speed bumps for armadillos, because they're more often cited as roadkill than in the wild, right? Alive.
Yes. Yeah, so armadillos, though, are often can be seen in daytime also, but are relatively shy animals. In fact, what we have seen is that in urban areas, they're more active often during nighttime. And that is to avoid human contact with humans as much as possible. What you often get to see are the indirect evidences left by armadillos in form of various burrows that they have dug up.
Well, let me ask about their interactions with the sort of human wildland frontier, and Robert Hirschfeld, I'm going to bring you into the conversation for this. Do armadillos pose any risk to humans or other wildlife?
We do know that armadillos are vectors for certain diseases like leprosy. And, you know, the actual danger from armadillos, I would defer to an expert in that field. That said, we are 2.5 years into a pandemic that some strong evidence suggests is the product of the interaction of animals, humans, and disease. And so as we think about new animals moving into new territories and humans interacting with them as wildlife loses its habitat and is forced into human territories, that is always a concern. It's a concern both for humans and for other species, both plant and animal. Obviously, we've seen a lot of diseases in the country for trees and plants, loss of a lot of trees throughout the country. And so, you know, that's always a current concern. I think the jury is out on what threat armadillos pose in particular to people and or wildlife in Illinois.
Well, let me ask you about that. I'm glad you mentioned sort of the broader ecological perspective or effect that a non-native species can have. I think our listeners will be familiar with the emerald ash borer and the effects that that's had. Certainly they've heard about the carp in the Illinois River and efforts to keep that out of the Great Lakes. What are the concerns about armadillos potentially if they continue to spread across Illinois?
Well, anytime you introduce a non-native species that could potentially put pressure on other native species. It's possible they could outcompete. We've seen that with the invasive carp in the Illinois River. They reproduce at such a great rate and they feed from the bottom of the food chain and they've just done a tremendous job in spreading and moving and essentially outcompeting native species.
But I understand that armadillos in particular, I guess, could maybe have a preference for, what would you say, riparian areas close to rivers, other bodies of water?
Well, they do seem to like bottomland, and it's at least been theorized that that's one way that they've made their way northward out of Texas, is along riverbeds and along streams.
Let me just take a moment to remind our listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are speaking about the increased numbers, or at least the increased recognition of armadillos in Illinois. This is a species that previously was known to be across the south in the United States and has been apparently migrating northward. Earlier this year, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources made a request for armadillo sightings, got 400 reports in a day. We're speaking about this with Robert Hirschfeld from the Prairie Rivers Network and Assistant Professor Anant Deshwal of Bradley University. He is a conservation biologist there. And Anant, let me ask you, what explains this northward migration and this seeming increase in the population reported to DNR this year?
So there are two schools of thoughts when it comes to armadillo movement northward. One is that they naturally move northward. It is an ongoing process that started several thousand years ago, and they are continuing to move northward. What was hindering their movement up northward was that cold climate. They are not adapted for cold climate. They do not hibernate. They, in fact, slowed down during that time period. And as the climate change is happening, as humans are affecting the land use and land cover patterns throughout, we are in fact making the habitat and the movement patterns more viable for armadillos to move north. As climate change continues to happen, what is predicted is that the climate of Illinois gradually might start mimicking what you see in Texas. And that, in fact, what it means is, in terms of armadillos, that it's more suitable habitat for environment for them. It's much more warmer and a little bit drier so that they are continuing to move forward. So what is naturally happening with climate change, we are facilitating that movement.
How do you mentioned earlier that sometimes you have to look for the signs of an armadillo as opposed to actually seeing them because they can be a shy species. How would somebody know that it's evidence of an armadillo as opposed to, say, a groundhog or some other sort of a burrowing species?
So the different species dig different types of burrows. An armadillo would dig a burrow that's, when it's foraging, about 6 inches wide holes it would make, about 4 or 5 of them. And any other animal that would do something similar would be either skunk or squirrel. But a skunk or squirrel holes would be smaller in size, 4 inches diameter or 3 inches diameter. The burrows made by groundhogs are much different in size. Now, an armadillo, you can also not only see its burrows, but often you can also get to see their fecal droppings, which are like marbles. And if you come across those, you get to. Now, one sign that I would say is very, might be misleading is their paw prints as they walk on soft sand or clay soil. Because the way their toes are spread out, one might mistake that for skunk or any other animal. So one has to be careful at looking those indirect evidences too.
All right, so look out for the telltale scat of the armadillo, I guess, is some of the advice we're getting. All right, Robert, let me ask you. I mentioned some of the, or we discussed earlier, some of the potential concerns of armadillos coming in to Illinois or increasing their presence in Illinois. Does the Prairie Rivers Network have plans to try and mitigate the effects that they might have?
I think to me, and for us at Prairie Rivers Network, it's less about this one particular species. I think we look at this news about the armadillo and think this is an indicator of climate change in action. It's not some distant phenomenon in the future. It's our present reality. And so, you know, armadillos grab our attention because they're charismatic in their own strange, vaguely prehistoric looking way. And they do seem kind of alien to us here in central Illinois. Seeing them in Texas, sure, but suddenly in Illinois. So this is an indication that this is something new, something is different now. And climate change is going to put many species, including humans, under new and intense pressures. So for Prairie Rivers Network, it's less about this one particular species. It's about making sure that we, the human species and community, are doing what we can to mitigate and adapt to climate change. And so, you know, on the mitigation front, that's making sure that we transfer to a clean energy economy. And then on the adaptation front, that's, you know, changing behavior and infrastructure and systems to protect ourselves and other species from the impacts of climate change. So native species, as well as the human species. And so, you know, we're looking for ways that our ecosystems and environments can be as resilient, robust, and balanced as possible, because there are going to be new species coming in, whether it's carp or armadillos. And for us, we look at it as the best way to ensure the thriving of the human and wildlife communities is to have a healthy ecosystem.
Anantish, well, almost out of time, but I just... If people spot an armadillo, if, you know, alive or dead, or if they think they see evidence of it, can they participate in this research? How should people proceed if they think they've spotted one?
I'm one of the strong proponents of involving local community as much as possible in the research. So if anybody spots an armadillo, dead or alive, I would very strongly recommend that if they could contact me, I would really, really appreciate it and acknowledge those that information. You can contact me on my email ID, that is adeshwal@fsmail.bradley.edu.
Okay, and if it's all right with you, we'll put that on our website. And if anyone sees an armadillo and wants to get in touch, they can find you that way.
Awesome, thank you.
All right. I want to thank Professor Anant Deshwal of Bradley University and Robert Hirschfeld of the Prairie Rivers Network for being with us to talk about the spread of armadillos in Illinois. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for our show today. Before we go, I do want to urge you to visit our website. You can learn more about what we've been talking about, find links. You can email a conservation biologist about any armadillo sightings you might have seen, or email us about what you thought about our program. It's all there at 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey, Aiden Choate, and Erica Scalise, who's also our engagement producer. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. I wanna